What are your first memories of baseball?
I remember baseball when I was 10 and 12 years old because I told the Monarchs, everybody was right there in front of me. And on Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, 19th of June, this apart, everybody congregated there. I was right in the middle of the people and everything. So they played baseball, started in the morning, and drank that good, I call them liquor. And everybody was having fun. Back on those days, if you didn't play any sports, you didn't have no girlfriends. That's how they did back in those days. And they had sandlot baseball. Everybody wanted a ball player. And I was right out there.
I bet you had plenty of girlfriends.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was 19th of June. Had a big picnic in front of my house at night before. Everything was free. Whiskey, barbecue, homebrew, just everything was free. We young guys, we played first. We played at 9 o'clock. When our game was over, the men played. At that time, they was all drunk, so they were shorter ball players. They were short, and so they asked me to play with the men. Out of my bunch, there's one or two of us, you know, was good enough to play with the men. And I said no. About 2,500 people.
How old were you about?
14 or 15, somewhere along in there. They asked me to play with them. I said no. And so they go to my father, which he wanted me to play baseball. That's what he really wanted me to do. And I told him no. He said, what? And I told him no. And he started at his belt. I'd run out across the baseball diamond. He caught me right around the second base. Downed me and put his foot on my neck and gave me the whipping of my life for about 2,500 people. Girlfriend and all. The police always be around there. Didn't nobody try to stop him. Everybody wanted me to play with the men. So when I got up, they put me in center field. The first ball hit was hit my way. I'll never will forget. Out here at Tallahassee, a guy named Ralph Gaines weighed about 240. He lit it up. Now I took it like Grant took Richmond. He's out to me. Didn't make me no difference because I was crying, shamed, and everything. I made about 4 or 5 put outs, but guess what? We won after the game. People started giving me nickels, dimes, quarters. And one or two guys that bet that big money give me a dollar or something like that. When I got through getting changed and everything, I guess I had about $18 worth of silver and everything. My mama was working. She's making $2 a week. A shave was a nickel and a haircut was a dime. That's what my daddy's made. And I had all this money that people gave me because I played ball that day. But behind that, I got a chance to buy me a pair of shoes and some khaki pants and just went on from there. And so I've been playing with the big boys ever since. I never did go back with the little boys.
Did you get a hit in that game?
Well, I was the one causing winning the game mostly with my defense. Yeah, I must have got a hit because I stole one or two bases. I could steal bases. I had my eyes on that pitcher. If he held that leg a long time, I was gone.
Could you elaborate some more on whenever Ralph Gaines hit that ball? Because there was quite a distance you had to cover, correct?
Yeah, long distance, but the only thing wrong in that game, and I knew then, like I know now, they didn't have no ground rule. All they had to say was over Boulevard was a home run. You know, they have ground rules. You just run the ball down, if it rolled down the road, you just run free if you wanted to. But they didn't have ground rules. If they had ground rules, it'd have been about a 500 or 600 feet home run where he hit it. When it left his bat, I had an idea I could catch it. See, that's what got me in the Negro Baseball League. They go out there and take the batting practice and everything. And old managers, they'd watch you real close. They know then when I first fooling around that I could play defense. And now, at my age, if a noise make, I'll jump like that. I did it when I was in the Army. At the crack of that ball went back that way. I made a move that way just automatically. It went over in the left field or right field. It's a reflex. I just had that reflex. All the time I played sandlot baseball in high school and up in Canada, I probably made one or two errors. All that time, made one or two errors. But the point was, I'm not saying that I was tops or everything, but that's what got me through. I knew the game. They had a thing on TV not too long ago two teams was playing in the major league, and they made a decision. Team had to tie and run on second base. One out. The defending team walked the man, the guy on second base, so it's one out and double play, and the game would be over. And that's what happened. They walked that man, and the guy hit a double play, and the game was over. And they asked me, what would I do if I was the manager? I said, I'd have called for a double steal. That's why was you called for double. I said, you can't get but one out and get a double steal. You got one man, they still had a chance to win the game. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand exactly,
Porter. That's the fine point. That's the fine point of the game. Same play happened last night. A double play. But all that guy had to do is call a double steal. He threw the man out at first. He still had another chance. He still had another out. And did that. And about a week or two later, after I sent my house in and everything, I got a $11 gift certificate. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right. We've lost small ball. You're saying that small ball advances the runners, whereas they just concede the two outs.
No, this is what I mean. You got two men on base and one out, one on first and second and one out. Mm-hmm. Guy hit into a double play, that's three out. But if they call a double steal, they can't get but one out. They got to try to get the man out at third or second, and you still got another out to work with. And that's my point.